Thanks for being with us on the Coca-Cola cool down. Normally there's a long-winded introduction from me and we set up the game and everything that happened. Derek Rucker, I am speechless. We have just witnessed one of the greatest moments in the history of the Hungry Jack's NBL.
You tell no lie there, Jack. I'm sorry. I'm obviously very scrambled. It was such an emotional moment and one of the biggest moments, as you said, in NBL history. Jack McVay gets that ball with about 6 seconds on the clock off of an unnecessary save from Milton Doyle. Yeah. I was actually shocked that Doyle didn't allow the ball to go out of bounds. Instead, he saves it. McVay, with not a lot of urgency, pushes the ball up the court and then decides to pull up from about 42, 43 feet and drains a three ball to walk off out of here and give Tasmania a 2-1 lead in this five-game series. And it was just a devastatingly astonishing moment as a spectator, as a commentator, and one that probably has ripped the guts out of Melbourne United. I mean, you can probably feel the raw emotion I'm dealing with at the moment, because we haven't seen anything like that before. I described it in the close to the game as the NBL's Damian Lillard moment, when Lillard hit a famous walk-off shot. Well, Jack McVay just won up that, in my opinion. In a championship series, big-time shot, Tasmania in control of the series, just like that.
I didn't even think he was going to be the one to take the final shot. I mean, Milton Doyle, as you mentioned, he was the man that kept the ball in play, so he was a little bit late to arrive at the offensive end. But my eyes, I must admit, calling the game, were on Milton Doyle, because I thought he would be the man. But, I mean, this Jack McVay story here, Ruck, let's just take a moment to talk about this. It gets better and better and better. A guy who spent some time in Adelaide, went to Tasmania for a fresh start. Mm. Scott Roth said, you'll be a major part of this franchise if you're willing to play the four-man role. All-NBL second team this year. Wasn't far away from All-NBL first team, it's got to be said. And now he may very nearly have had one of the greatest moments in the league's history, but it might be the moment that wins Tasmania the championship.
Especially given the scrutiny he had to endure this week.
Yep.
After game one, when Luke Travers absolutely locked him down. And in game two, he started to find his way a little bit as Tasmania were able to get away with the victory down in Hobart. But in this game, you could see his energy level and his confidence and his belief in himself grow.
Yep.
And then now that he's had this big shining moment, we know he has the talent, we know he has the work ethic, he has all those intangibles in his favor. Is this a moment now where he becomes a force in this season for the balance of this series and carries it on for seasons to come? Because he's a tremendous basketball player.
Hard not to be swept up in the emotion. And we've got no skin in the game other than we just want close games. You might see over our shoulder here, there's about 500 Tasmanian supporters who made the trip down, and I'm told flights were through the roof in terms of cost to be here today, given the nature of, I guess, travel at the moment. They were here. They witnessed something special. They've got the chance now to close it out on their home floor on Thursday.
They do, and, you know, we do this show 10 minutes after the game finishes. There's no time for us to debrief and decompress emotionally. So what you're seeing is really what I'm going through at the moment, and it is tough to try and analyze this game because it's a rare occurrence what we just felt and what we just experienced. So I can only imagine the elation and the unbridled joy that those Jack Jumpers fans right there must be feeling. When you talk about love, when you talk about feeling something deep in your bones, in your soul, this is what it's about right here. This is the beauty of sport. And these Jack Jumpers families and fans and corporate sponsors and kids, they've got a moment that is never going to leave them, irrespective of what happens throughout the balance of this series. Now, Jack, if they go in game four and win a championship on their home floor,
oh my goodness,
we may not get out of there. this is going to be one of the great victories in Australian sporting history. I know people say I exaggerate all the time. No, you just don't like my honesty. I'm telling the truth. If Tasmania win this title after decades of struggles with the Hobart franchise, the predecessor to the now Tasmania Jack Jumpers, it will be just an incredible accomplishment. And I don't know how a franchise, an expansion franchise, has been able to mount this level of success this quickly.
So they've got a moment. Jack McVay's the moment.
Yeah.
Majuk Deng may be the story. Marcus Lee gets injured in the third quarter, hurts his knee, takes no further part in the game, and looks as though he may take no further part in the series. Will Magnow didn't have a great game, hasn't had a great series by his lofty standards. Scott Roth turns to Majuk Deng, who was out from round 12 until the start of the play-in tournament with an ankle injury. Of all of the people he could have turned to, he turns to Majuk Deng. He has 15 points, and while we may not have had the moment, had it have not been for the story.
Correct. And I'm going to go back to game two, where I think it started with Krizlovic. When he was injected into the game instead of Lee or Magne, and he changed that game subtly. But in this game, they gave Krizlovic a go early. He did okay. Yeah. But then they came with a guy who has more offensive potency in Majuk Deng.
Yeah.
And he made Melbourne United pay a serious price. He hit his first four shots. I think he finished 5 of 6 in that fourth quarter. 15 points, a huge tip in, and I thought he changed the shape of the Melbourne United defense. And not only that, he forced Dean Vickerman's hand. Dean Vickerman had to remove both of his bigs off the floor and play with Kyle Bowen as a small ball five.
Game changer, absolute game changer, Majuk Deng coming in. The other one from a Tasmanian point of view was Jordan Crawford, who has ridden the wave during this playoff series, it's got to be said, and we spoke about him on Friday on the Coca-Cola cooldown. He's had some high highs and he's had some really low lows in this playoff series. But again, Milton Doyle has 4 fouls. Scott Roth almost has no one else to turn to. He turns to Crawford in the back end of the third quarter and the start of the fourth, and he delivered.
Huge admiration for Jordan Crawford to be able to go through what he's been experiencing and everybody analyzing every facet of his game and what he's been doing. For him to still come out with the confidence and the self-esteem, yep, to try and make plays repeatedly and not let recent history affect his belief in who he is as a basketball player. He made key plays in the fourth period as well, and he was a significant part of just running the offense, probing, knocking down a shot here and there, but getting the ball to the guys who were really cooking. So great job to Jordan Crawford and Scott Roth for not totally giving up on him, when it could have been very easy to go in another direction.
For Melbourne United, Matthew Dellavedova was outstanding. 21 points, 8 assists. He looked like he had the team on his back in that fourth quarter. And you can be guaranteed, as you say, Ruck, we're only about 10 minutes after the final buzzer. He'll be sitting in that change room seething right now because they had that game and they got that far because of him.
He hits a big three to put them up 2. Melbourne United then don't get a stop on the other end, and then yet he comes down and gets another layup to give them the lead. So he played really well, but he is going to be so disappointed with himself for that final turnover. But we've seen them struggle in these situations in the playoffs where they're not able to get the ball in cleanly, or they look careless and sloppy with it, and they paid the ultimate price right here in game 3.
So we turn our attention to game 4, Easter Thursday, My State Bank Arena in Tasmania. Sorry to Tassie basketball fans. If you haven't got a ticket, you are no chance
locked
of being
out
there on Thursday.
Watch
night.
Us. It'll be worth it. Watch us.
You'll just have to watch us instead. The atmosphere Friday night was unbelievable. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like now, knowing that this Tasmania team are one step away from winning their first championship?
I mean, I work on my vocabulary, but I'm not sure I've got the word to describe what I'm anticipating down there Thursday night. Super electric, nuclear, all those things put in a blender, mixed up, and then throw the most virulent acid you can find in the world and put that in there. That's going to be the environment at My State Bank Arena. I cannot wait. I may not sleep this week.
Why?
because I'm
hyped. You got to sleep at some stage.
I'm hyped. I love the game. I love this type of passion. I love the energy that the players brought. The coaches are so heavily invested, and the product is outstanding. I don't know what more you can ask from a sporting event, and we're just so fortunate we get to commentate and analyze the game.
A word on Melbourne before we finish. Yeah. I mean, that is an absolute heartbreaker. There's no doubt about that. How do they pick themselves up off the canvas from here?
You're really looking at the positives. There's no sense in harping on the negatives. That's not going to bring you the response that I think is needed.
Yep.
They went down. They controlled that game in Tasmania on Friday night for 2.5 quarters. Okay, instead of 2.5 quarters, we got to do it for 3 and hope that's going to be enough to get us back here. They just got to get to a game 5. That's your single focus. Nothing else matters in your life right now. I need everything focused around getting back here to John Cain Arena next Sunday.
Game 4 is Thursday night at MyState Bank Arena. And as Ruck said, if required, and hopefully it is, game 5, Easter Sunday here at John Cain Arena. What are we going to do after a game like this? What do we do now?
I don't know. I mean, I'm crazy enough. I'm probably going to go back and watch the game again.
I reckon I'll probably do the same. Thanks for being with us on the Coca-Cola Cooldown. We will see you after game 4, maybe for the last time at MyState Bank Arena.